Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Yesterday, we had some listeners drop in to visit and take a tour of the station, and they surprised us with a fresh loaf of homemade apple walnut bread, which our staff thoroughly enjoyed. Thank you, Debbie, for your thoughtfulness. Well, in case you haven't heard, we did meet our letter month goal. My thanks to everyone who wrote. Here are a few more of the letters we received. Stephen in New London, he included his letter in the comments box of our online giving form and wrote, "First time donating. Listen every day. Truth for Life is my favorite, even though Odyssey is right up there with it. Just a kid at heart." And we heard from Terry and Nancy in Deerbrook. "Good evening and happy birthday. Just wanted to thank you for what you do to encourage your listeners. I start most days turning on the radio, which is always tuned to 102.7. This is the same radio that was recommended to us from WRVM, and it seems to always function very well. I wouldn't change a thing with the programming to include the instrumental music. It's comforting and helps me think about the words. I appreciate each of the announcers and staff and look forward to the days ahead with WRVM being a daily part of our lives. May God bless each of you." And Margot, listening to 102.7, writes, "Happy birthday, WRVM. We received a beautiful handmade anniversary card from WRVM in the mail today. Even though my husband sent an email a day or two ago, I thought the least I could do is send a thank you and a happy birthday message to help you inch closer toward your letter goal. We have our radio at home and those in our vehicles tuned to WRVM. Your staff, programs, and music have ministered to us for decades. We appreciate all you do." Well, my wife Nancy has been hand-making all of this year's birthday and anniversary cards. So far this year, she's made somewhere around 1,200 cards, no two alike. And we've heard from a number of recipients expressing their thanks and delight with receiving a handmade card. Over my 28 years here, this is just one way in which she's been a part of this ministry. Many of you have traveled with us on a bus trip and had a chance to meet her. And sadly, this last trip to Mackinac Island was her last, as she says she's retiring. But we enjoy hearing from you at any time of year. Thanks for your prayers and support. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Or you can make a gift online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.